Welcome back to our podcast Cultural. Let's talk about seres queridos, loved ones.
Family is very important for Spanish-speaking people. However, not all families are big and perfect, as often portrayed in the media. Like any other family in the world, there are tears, love, sadness, and joy.
We have a diversity of families. For instance, in my family, my mom has 5 siblings. Then she had 4 children. My sister have 2 children, and I have only 1. In the Spanish-speaking world, there are many families like mine. It is common for many of us not to only consider a family our nuclear one, but also our extended relatives, such as tíos, tías, primos, sobrinas, sobrinos, abuela y abuelo, who often play a great role when one of the dad or mom are not present, or one of them need to migrate to other countries.
The reason why we decided to call this module Seres Queridos is because familia does not just mean the typical or traditional family of mamá y papá married with lots of kids. There is a diversity of families. Una familia with 1 mom or 2 moms, una familia with 1 dad or 2 dads, una familia with a stepmom, a stepdad, and stepsiblings. Familias without children and familias with un perro o gatos, or any pet that means family for that person. Family for many people here in Australia or any other Spanish-speaking country does not mean to have a blood relationship. Families can be our friends, amigos, or communities. And that is why we call this module Seres Queridos, the loved ones.
I would also like to share with you that 33 countries, including Australia, Spain, Mexico, Costa Rica, Cuba, Colombia, Chile, Ecuador, and Argentina, have legalized same-sex marriage, and some others recognize same-sex civil unions and adoption by same-sex couples.
So, I have shared with my friends and with you how is my family. And now, let's listen from each of our friends, how is their family?
Natalia, ¿cómo es tu familia?
Okay, Glenda, you were right. Families are very different. In my case, I have a small nuclear family, just my mom, my dad, and my brother. But my extended family is huge. But we are very family-oriented. So my aunts and my uncles are like my moms and my dads. And my cousins are like my brothers and my sisters. And we consider our extended family as a very close part of our families, right?
Qué bonito.
Es muy lindo, sí. And we are very traditional. We celebrate like traditional celebrations like Christmas, Mother's Day, and birthdays. So that is actually a very important part of our families.
Excellent. What about you, Abraham?
I agree. It's really interesting to see that Colombia and Mexico share a lot of things when it comes to family. My family is my dad, my mom, and I have 2 brothers, which is considered a small family in Mexico. As you mentioned it, families used to be quite big, which it doesn't mean that we don't have big families anymore, because we tend to include friends, other members of society, maybe friends from school, from sports, from different activities for different communities. So the value of families is still very important and relevant in Mexico.
And you, Cristina?
So in my case, I also have a smaller family. I do have 2 siblings, mom and dad. However, my dad has 7 siblings and my mom has 4 siblings. As Natalia was saying, we are a nuclear family. However, the bigger family is muy cercana. So it's a kind of a big, huge family when we gather together.
How fun. And Johnny, tell us about your family.
Okay, my family is very similar to Abraham and Christina says, because families of Latin America are similar, are together celebrating special days. And in my case, my family, my nuclear family is dad and my mom, two siblings, and one dog.
Yo también tengo un perro.
Yeah, what is the name of your dog?
Mi perro se llama Chuy.
Chuy.
¿Y el tuyo?
Lupe.
Ah.
Lupe is the name of my dog.
Like my second name.
Yeah.
Does anybody else have a dog or a cat?
Yes, I also have one dog and I share custody of another one. So my dog's name is Silvio and the other one is Mango, like the fruit.
Excellent. So I hope you have enjoyed this podcast where we have shared with you part of our family. And think about it. How is your family? Is your family similar to any of our families? Or any difference between Australia and Spanish-speaking countries? Just think about it. Okay, hasta la próxima.